We're discussing on Zayin Amud Aleph the three statements or three yeshitas attributed to Rava regarding these extra tefach, the Braisa on Bava Beis, the Rabbanan, Shtaim Kachos, and Shusafil Tefach. So Rava made a statement, the first one is Omar Rava, Veinun Teres Elabit Tzuras HaPesach. You have to somehow make this one tefach into Tzuras HaPesach. Basically, you chop it in half lengthwise. You have a half a tefach over, half a tefach over here. You run something on the top, and that's how you create the fourth wall. That's what it is. Not to, like we thought that the tefach is a whole unit that's attached, either attached or it's near one of the other two walls and so on, but you create a Tzuras HaPesach. Ikadami Yom HaRav, and he tells Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. Others say, no, that what Rava meant was that Tzuras HaPesach also works. Nothing to do with the Braisa. The Braisa is one option. Shtaim Kachos and a third can be a Tefach, or the third wall can be set up as a Tzuras HaPesach, an ordinary Tzuras HaPesach, with the Kana Mikan and Kana Mikan and Kana Al Gabayin. Nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with the Tefach. The third statement, the Rava, Ikadami Yom HaRav, and he tells both. You need to put up that tefach and run a Tzuras HaPesach across. Those are the three shittas of three opinions to what Rava meant. Now, we saw last time, at the very end, we saw a Rush. So I'd like to look at that again. That was the last of the sources, no? I think so. The Rush and Perak Aleph Simon Lama Dalam. So let's look at that again. We left it at the very end last time. The Rosh and the Gemara later on in Daf Yutesh, we have a similar story to what's in our Gemara, of Ashi sort of kind of doing something. And the question had to do with the Sukkah by Nachsaj, by the porch, and where that extra wall was and so on. So was it visible from inside, not visible from inside? So the Rosh says in the Perak Aleph, Simon Lamed Dalim, let's read again from the middle. It says, Rav Ashi, Ashi Rav Kana, the Komesach, Rav Achsaj, Shein Lo Pitzim, Rav Alei, etc. Lo Sobo Lamar, Lo Hod, Rav Alamar, Eishu Pitzim, Kshera, Ein Lo Pitzim, Sula, Okay. We saw this yesterday. What's it got to do? Okay. But mabu ikin gimel chitzus will all be in the lechel. I had care about alma. Hilchot sagi near mechutzus shom mifnim. The bekerah called usagi. The sukkah dolphin shlishi tzorach lios liyoshei sukkah. Kemoshei the fathers. Okay. Bechitem adamina migudam on the Shabbos. On the sukkah, lav milsi adamina migudam on the rights. We don't say that. We're going to see that gemara later. Didn't include Shabbos also. It's got to be able to use it. Okay, so God put it to us a Pesach as a third wall. Kind of tamei margamar. Domaleil tzrichanami to us a Pesach. Came down with to us a Pesach. With the rices sagi levahochi. V'chol mokum to us a Pesach choshev kimechitza. V'low boy tefach shochek el midrabanan. Okay, that's a phrase that I want to emphasize now. You don't need this tefach shochek el midrabanan hilchoch mahanilei near b'chutz. And that's why this kula, we can see it from the inside, not the outside. The outside, it works just like it works by Shabbos. I didn't emphasize he says that. The Rosh seems to be saying that. See, if we're talking with the sheet of Rava that you have to create a Tzuras HaPesach, we bothered. So Tzuras HaPesach can be a kone. Kone is the width of a mashu, anything. You know, as long as it can support something. And suddenly here you need a chatzi tefach and a chatzi tefach according to the first sheet of Rava. Why would you need that? Okay, why would you need, or why would you need a Tzuras HaPesach? You know, where does the tefach play in? So what the Rosh seems to be saying over here is that actually that's only a requirement to Rabbanan. Enochanami. It would work if the third wall were just a Tzuras HaPesach altogether with no tefach. It would work. Okay, but the Rabbanan. It's maybe Rabbanan, because Mechitz and the Keretz and the Ra and other things, but the idea is that the Tefach, or he calls it Tefach Shochek, is maybe Rabbanan. But really, it should work even with a Kol Shu. That's what the Rosh seems to be saying over there, okay? I don't know if I stressed this yesterday, but you know what I'm saying? You know, this requirement of the Shlishi, Safil Tefach, okay? And if you set up a Tzuras HaPesach, you're talking, I don't really need it to be a Tefach. You know, it just midrash banan. They said here it has to be a tefach. Okay, so that's the point number one. Let's look at the riff now on the base of base on the page of the riff. I think we saw part of it already. As we're trying to understand what this tefach is, right? What's this extra tefach? So according to the Rosh, this Tefach is just required the Rabbanon. The Rif, just a moment here, Beis in his pages. Amar Rava Eteres Abaturis HaPesach. Okay, where is it? It's right in the middle of the page, right? 3, 6, 9, 11 lines down. He has the three sheets. Amar Rava Bein Eteres Abaturis Pesach. Vikadami Amar Rava Eteres Namaturis Pesach. Vikadami Amar Rava Tzucha Namaturis Pesach. Okay, those are three sheets. Pirish, im hoisa sukkah b'shtei defanos, lahach l'shadarit ein eteres elabaturis ha-pesach, that's opinion number one. Lo ichbaslan b'tefach ben yeshno ben eino. See that? That's what the Rosh was saying also. Right? According to this riff, according to the first girsa, that the issue is that it needs eteres ha-pesach, and strictly speaking, and we don't really care, okay, about that extra tefach. That has to be tefach. Really, it works even with a kone mikan and a kone mikan. That's what the Rif seems to be saying, right? Let's see. This is a different pagination. Yeah. Yeshno vein eino. Okay. See one thing. Just gonna find. Do you have an aleph there? Where's that aleph going on? Where's that footnote going to? There's a different pagination, different setup that I have my gemara in the other room. Huh? Where is it? Oh, yeah, you're right. Ayin Bashri. Okay, that's not what I was thinking about. I guess I don't have it marked off. We'll see the sheet that's revived in a second. All right, anyway, so you see what the Rif is saying? We don't really care about that extra tefach, lemaisa, because on a deraisa level, it's good. It's just a pesach, can be konamikan. You don't need the half a tefach and half a tefach, right? It's only the rabbanan. It's a little ichbaslan. That's the language of the Rif over there. The Ran, Dumasu lehach lishna, it's a short run. It's kind of after the lines get wide, you see it. Lahach lishna the amrit ein miteres el b'tzuris pesach lo ichbasan b'tefach yeshvein no perish lo ichbasan yavi tefach shochek. And the Ran modifies that. The Ran says no, the tefach you need. We don't care whether it's a tefach shochek, and that's what the Rosh said also. So I'm not really sure what the Rosh meant. Okay, In other words, according to the if the Rif says you don't need, we don't care about that, that it has to be a tefach. Okay? So he's saying, no, the Ran. We need the tefach because that's in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Shlisha feel a tefach. What is Rabbi when they later Amarim coming in to uproot the Braisa? No, it has to be a tefach, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a tefach shochek. That requirement that was of Simon, right? That you need a tefach shochek. No, that it doesn't have to be. But you still have to have a tefach. And I think that that's probably what the Rosh meant also, because again, if you look at the words of the Rosh said, we don't need tefach shochek. Now, he may have been saying you don't need tefach at all. I don't know. All right, the Rosh can go either way, it seems. But the Rif, the Ran rather, the Rif, said you don't need tefach shochek. Okay? And that's, everyone get what I'm saying? In other words, according to the way the Rif reads, in effect, we're disregarding, we're dismissing the whole Braisa. We're dismissing the whole Braisa. Okay, you need a Tzuris HaPesach. But the Ran finds it hard to believe, because how does Rava come along and dismiss the whole Braisa? The Braisa said, Shlish is a fill of Tefach, so it's got to be a Tefach. It's coming this way. Yeah, it's a Tefach, it's put in half. So the Ran says what the Rif means when he says you don't need a Tefach, you don't need a Tefach Shochek, but you need a Tefach. Okay, and it could be that that's what the Rosh had in mind as well when he mentioned Tefach Shochek. But it also explains, if you flip back to the Gemara for a second, look in Ravashi. You see? Back to the more second. It's not Ralph. I'm sorry. It says, Ravashi Ashkelon kana de ka'ovet tefach shochek. Okay. He was doing a tefach shochek. The ka'ovet tzuris ha-pes. And he was doing the tzuris ha-pes. That's the third way. Notice the aleph, the gong. Hagos ha-groa. Lo garsinan shochek. Okay. No, the shochek should come out. Because according to Rabbi, you don't need tefach shochek. There's no reason he would be making a tefach shochek. Do you follow? So that's probably what the Gaon is getting at. Okay. It's interesting how Gaon Sargon, you see it? He said, Lo garsin shoche kach shomu mipiv. Do you have that? Okay, that's what they heard the name of the Gaon, but lo nimtzu miksav yodo, but av gushpanka the mar chosim of that. We don't know that that's what the Gaon said, but it could be that's what the Gaon is going at. Why would he have done it with tefach shoche? You don't need a tefach shoche. You need a tefach, but not a tefach shoche. Okay, anyway, just pointing that point out. Let's look at 28, the Aruch Lanier. All right, but again, the Ram stressed, I'm a little sagal of tefach at all. The Aruch Lanier here in Zion, I'm the Aruch Lanier in the Terrace. Gabi Sukkah, Hichmir, the Beinim, Mechitzas, Nikaros. Okay, that was it. Lo Yadanfi, Loma, Hutsuch, Lantos, Tam, Loma, Sagi, Bekon, Kodu, Lassos, Tuis, Apeza, Hari Tefach, Besukkah, Ulo, Lachom, Lashem, Sina. I don't understand. The Aruch Lanier is going on Tosis. Okay, we saw the Tosis yesterday. I told you once we're in the terrace. All right, he said, I don't understand. He said, you know, what this discussion is about not needing a tefach. He said, tefach sukkah l'chum shisina l'chum alma. K'damir l'el. Uma shechidish rabba b'zeh hu l'lishna kama. The oso tefach. Sh'alachum shisina tzorach l'os b'ofen sh'sosim k'alma chita b'tzuris ha'pesa. Rabba's not coming to uproot them. He said, again, he's just elaborating with what the Ron said, it seems to me. Okay, in other words, he's not saying that we're coming along now to reject the Brisa who says Ashlish Afil Tefah. The Brisa says Tefah. So you can't now start playing around with that. What it means is, Rabbi's Chiddush is that you set up this Tefah. The Halacha Moshmisina is Tefah. The Shlish is Afil Tefah. How is it set up? Like a Tzuris HaPesach, half and half. Half Tefah here, half Tefah on the other side, and something in the middle. Ulish Mitzia. Oho, oho. The Hanish Halacha Moshmisina, Ayde Tefah. Ayde Tzuris HaPesach. With Shabbat, so I saw Lachos Shin Tefah Gam Tzuris HaPesach. Avavadai, look at the fourth line. Aruch Lanier writes, Avavadai Gam Olish Nekama Halacha Shal Tefah from Kama Omedes. Okay, now the Avshel if you pierce a Rosh, believe me, a Rif Lish Nekama Lobin in Tefah. Even though the Rosh understands the Rif, and that was a simple reading of the Rif without the Ram's comment. When we read the Rif, we just read it. It looks like Lobin in Tefah. We come welcome for a pierce a Ram Dvar Davka Tefah Shochek Lobin. Av a Tefah boy. Came in the tefah, Allah should see no. Okay? The old Ariatosis al Kochla Sule came to Konakolu Sagi, Shar Kazu in Tefah, in King, Gamkin Sule Arana, Karosh, Kiarana, Harosh, and came Lamali Tam, that mirrored the Binamachit in the Karos, Allah Kazu in the Tefah, Dafka, Allah should see no. In other words, what the, he leaves it at Tzarachia. What is the, you have to come up, Tosis says, it's the last line of Tosis. Rabbi Sukkur Machmer for Mechit in the Karos. That's why we need, let's look at Tosis again, okay? Sure, read Tosis again. There's no minimum width or size of the economy. So how come here there is? It's just as a little supported flimsy door. That's why they're machmir by sukkah. The Aruch Lanier says, what do you got to say that for? You know why they're machmir by sukkah? Because Halacha Moshmisina, that's why. It's Halacha Moshmisina, it has to be a tefach. Okay, the Teretz says it could be that's why. This, you know, this is a svara. But the Aruch Lanier is saying you need to come on to that Teretz and Tosos. Tosos is coming on, oh, we have to figure out why they need a tefach. We have to figure out why they need a tefach. Because Halacha Moshmisina, why it has to be a tefach. You follow? That's Aruch Lanier. Certainly the way they were. Now, the Rif seems to understand you don't need it. Rif didn't understand the Aruch Moshmisina that way. Okay? The Aruch Moshmisina, it wasn't going in that case, or it's another option, but you don't need a Tefach per se. It's Lav Davka. It's Lav Davka. And that's exactly what Rabbi Avraham Nahar says in 29. Okay, Rabbi Avraham Nahar, and our Dav Zahar and Aleph, Omar Rova, Ve'en Etez Petrus Apesa, Klomar, Hai Tefach. The Karmina Bisham Kichos, and Shisha Philotefah, that Tefah of the Brisa, the Shisha Philotefah, Lav Shiami Tefah, Luachachas, and the Karmina. And a Philotefah, Bain Shnei Rosh of Kamar. And look at these magic words here, the Tefah, Lav Davka. When Avram and Ahar learns, and maybe that's what the Rif means, okay, the Tefah, Lav Davka, when it says Shisha Philotefah, doesn't mean a Tefah, it can be less than that too. The Halom Miskasha Elabaturis Pesach, you need a Turis of Pesach according to the Lushna Kama Rova. Behind economy can, economy can, economy can, economy can. The Mishum Pesach, who the Kamach Shura Banan. The Chi Amru, a Philo Tefach, the Chalko, Ben Shnei Rosho, the Tefach Lav Davke. You just need to put something on each side, but that doesn't be a Tefach. Okay, v'chein nam mesukah su yikamav lo miskasha l'tzuras haPesach. Upolig rova l'hai lishna imkol hanachamor galel. Rabbeinu Avraham is not afraid to say. Okay, Rabbeinu Avraham is not afraid to say none. Rav is disagreeing with everything we said before. According to this lishna, the first lashon of Rava. Do you follow what I'm saying? I'm making it clear. I'm sorry. I get the sense I'm not making it clear. You understand it?
Yeah.
Okay. In other words, according to Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar, it doesn't need a tefa. That answers the Aruch HaNes problem. The Aruch HaNes says, what do you mean? The law of tefa didn't disappear. Do you understand? Why does Tosfos say you need to have a tefa because of Michitz and Kosh? You need to have a tefa because that's the law of Shmi Sinai. Answer the Ben Avraham. He's not dealing with Aruch HaNes Kashi, the way before. But answer the Ben Avraham Nahar. The Bryce never said Tefach Dafke. Okay? I would just interpose. You know what the Bryce meant? When Rabbi Avraham Ben Har will say, the Bryce, why did it say Tefach? It means Shlisa Filu Tefach, meaning it doesn't have to be a full wall. It says Tefach, it doesn't even, it can be less than a Tefach. It's just saying Tefach Lafuke, a whole wall. You follow? That's what he means. That's what Rabbi Avraham Ben Har learns the Bryce. When it says Shlisa Filu Tefach, Shlisa can be even. Now, it would have made more sense if Shlisa Filu Kosher. Okay, I get it. But still, they said that's what Tefach means. Filu Tefach means Lavdafka Tefach. Do you follow? So that's the case. That could be what the Rif. That's probably how he learned the Rif. When the Rif says, what was the Lashon Rif again? Lo Ichbas Lav. Right? Where's the Rif again? Amazing. Go back to it. When the Rif says, according to this Lishna Kama of Rava, Lo Ichbas Lav Ben Tefach Ben Yeshno Ben Eino. We don't care if the Tefach is. What do you mean, Lo Ichbas Lav? I thought that's Halacha Moshe Sinai. Says the Ben Avraham in Har. No, the Halacha Moshe Sinai doesn't require really a Tefach. Tefach Lav Davke. The Ran didn't learn that way, obviously. The Ran obviously said, no, you need the Tefach. You don't need Tefach Shochet. But you need a Tefach. He doesn't accept it. It's a Lav Davke. Okay, so there's different ways to learn what Rabbeinu Avraham Ben Har was not saying it in the Rif. Okay, but it'll work out according to the Rif. It could be that the Rif agrees with Rabbeinu Avraham. Yeah.
Sort of
imply that
the Gemara was talking about.
Yeah, you're right. As opposed to the Oso Kana. Yeah, you're right. I hear it. But again, I mean, Rabbeinu Avraham, yeah, it's a Tefach. I mean, how many things are much smaller than a Tefach anyway? A Tefach not that big. So you're right. But he says Lav Davka. Okay? Look back on the page, on the side of the page. That's what it was with an Aleph, but it's not referring to that. There's no footnote. It's called Shitas Rivav. Now, in my edition, the bottom right-hand corner, the Gemara is at home, the top left-hand corner, so I don't know, yeah. What is your left-hand? Yeah, that's the old Gemara. That's what I have also. I think in this edition, I'm basically at the bottom right-hand corner. Rivav, Rabbi Huda ben Berechia, whose stuff we have sometimes on the page, he's a nephew of the Balamor. Okay, Rabbi Huda ben Berechia. So he says, the second one, right by the pictures, it says, Ela lahach lishna, the Amrit, Einan and Tarith, Ela Mitzuris Pesach, the first Lashon of Rava, the first Ikadami of Rava, that Einan has Ela Mitzuris Pesach, Velo ichbaslan bain eno bain yeshu koshali akosin. V'chim e'achar shekol atzma shel heter eno ela tzuris ha-pesach. Shu konami kan v'konami kan v'konam bain. V'lo ichbaslan b'tefach bain eno bain yeshu. Al ma huzkar tefach b'braisa. So why did the braisa say tefach? So bin Avraham in her answered, la dafke. So v'chi rova cholek ala braisa? Elahai perusha lo solek. Rabbein Shlomo zal perush eno materis ela b'zor, that's something else. Okay, so therefore it can't be. And again, so he does not, the Rivav, Yudim Brecha does not subscribe to this Lav Dafka business. Maybe because you said, what do you mean? It says Tefach, right? Okay, it says Tefach. So you can't just dismiss that just like that. So it can't be that that's a Rav meant. So he doesn't go on and say, but maybe it means, it says anyway, it's a, I don't know, so the footnotes are Mikan Choseh, so it's in Sav Yad, the page is missing, so we don't know exactly which way he leaned. But certainly one thing for sure, he's not saying like a Ben Avraham Nahar. Who says Lav Dafka? He says nothing to do with Lav Dafka. It says Tefach. The Tefach, the Tefach. So what does it mean? What does the Rif mean? So the Rif will mean like the Ran says. Or you could actually say the Rif will mean like the Raj said. That Tefach is only the Rabbanon. Maybe that. Okay? But it's not necessarily, this Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar is not necessarily Das Yalkut, because you look in the Rabbeinu Chananu, sorry to keep making you jump around. But I always feel it's better to see things in the original sources. That's why I don't print on the paper stuff that you have in your Gemara. Even though I use these sheets, I don't want to shoot them because people want to shoot. I like seeing things in the original source. I just, I can't. My Simon has all these packets with all the, with all the Maimakomas. Every one of these things would be a book, You have to kill a tree every time you publish one of these Marvel comics. So I didn't put in the byline, but when you can, it's always better to see it inside, in my opinion. My brother-in-law was in from Eretz Yisrael, so I was learning at home, and I had it on a table. Sorry, I'm looking. He says, "Don't you listen to byline?" So he said, "I do." You know, he said, "Eretz Yisrael, people learn it. I have it on their phone. I have it here. They're learning on their swarm." And I'm not against technology. Don't get me wrong, but. So I like seeing the source of daf, I like seeing the pages. I'm old-fashioned in that regard. Even though I'm printing all these papers that are kind of bland, you know, just black and white without any distinction in fonts and this and that. All right. Anyway, so I like seeing things inside. That's why I keep badgering you to look back inside. So I apologize. But the Rebbe Chanana, by us here on Zayin Amud Aleph, kind of says like the Rif. Of course, the problem is I'm going to need glasses. I'm losing my ability to see small print. Baruch Hashem, I never wore glasses, but time is coming. So where's that? Where's it? Towards the top. I should have marked it off in here. Let's see. See the Tosus Shalom. This is in my edition. See the Tosus, the second last Tosus on the page. Shalom. If you slide right over from there into the end of that Tosus, right into the Rebbe Chanan on the side, it says Amar Rav. Probably says Amar Rav. Okay, but it does say Amar Rav. You see it? It says Amar. Phil, you see it?
Yeah.
Yes, it says Amar Rav. I think it's the Rav. Amar Rav. Ain ani teres pesuka beinyan zeh ela betzuras hapesach velo chayshinam letefach im yesh lemeinam. Right. That's like the language of the Rif. Lo ichpasan. Lo chayshinam. Right. Lo chayshinam letefach. Again, the Ran would probably say here also, he means Lo Chashin Lo Tefa Shochei, but the truth is, that's not what it says. You know, the truth is, Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar fits in with the words. You know, the Ran is catching a little bit. The Ran, it means Tefa Shochei. Right? Maybe it does. But, you know, I'm just showing you this riff and the way that Rabbeinu Avraham Nahar learns, it's not necessarily, despite the Rebbe's objecting, it's not so far fetched. Okay? The Rush. In Parak Aleph Siman Vav, we saw the Rosh in Lamed Aleph, which is only the Rabbanim. The Rosh here, in Siman Vav, on our Sugya, the Rosh says, let's find out where it is now, it's towards the end. Where's Rava? Sukkah, Sukkah, Mova? No. He says it nicely. I just want to find the right word. The end of Sukkah, no? Yeah. And let's see. Rama Rava, ain't any terrace element source of Pesa. Here it is. A couple of support they want to show to the Rush. It's in my edition, it's on the left hand column. It's different than I have at home. The Amar Rava, it's about halfway down the column. You have it on that? Okay, Amar Rava. The Eni Teres Elevators Hapesa. Ahecha da Raven Mechitzos Kai. Firstly, he says something important to come back to him. This whole din of Rava is going when the Mechitzos are connected, as opposed to the parallel Mechitzos. We'll come back to that point. Upirish Rashi, Eich Dev Mechitzos Kodesh, Cholek HaTefach HaShnayim, Mamin Chatzi Tevach Yitzhak Kosov, Jomim Chatzi Tevach, Chatzi Tevach, Chacham Aminu Kenek Yitzhak Kosov, Rabbi, Venos Kekon HaShnayim, Chatzi HaTochem, Venim Shah Koldov, On Shishi Sosom, Tzurz HaPetzah, Vafa Gavin, Shal Kalim, Sagi, Mekon HaKoldu, Mekon HaKoldu, Mekon, Gavisukos, Hilchus, Gavirlo. Notice number one, that he didn't give, he asked the same kashas Tosas, but he doesn't answer about Mechitzos Nikaros. It's the same kashas Tosas, it's the same lashon as Tosas. But he answers, nevertheless, Kavisuka Hilchos Gemilah, it's Allah Chomash V'Sinai, which was the Archoner's kashas against Tosas, remember? And why did Tosas come out to that answer, that it's a Mechitzos Nikaros? Just say, because that's Allah Chomash V'Sinai. All right. So again, according to Rebbe Ramahar, that's not Allah Chomash V'Sinai, Allah Chomash V'Sinai is Lav Davka, but according to the Rosh, is also saying like Tosas, but he says, you avoid that problem. He says the answer is Kasuka Hilson Rilo, the Bina Tefa, with Ophan Shushi, at least with Brian Zalil. Now, Virova, Gomer Abos, also Tefa, Tsara, Flasos, Meno, Tsuas, and Pesa. Notice the three words that he adds there. Virova, Gomer, Meraboso. What do you think he's trying to head off here? What is it, Virova, Gomer, Meraboso? Learn from this Rebbein.
He's not being called.
Exactly. We were bothered by the Rav is being chalik on a brisa. He's not. The Rosh answer that. That was the kabbalah that Rav had. Rav Gamaroso that Oso Tefach Tzarchas Menatzuras HaPesach. He's not disagreeing. Okay, he had this tradition. I just think it's an important three words in a way. Right, the Rav was not coming out. Rav again for the later on Moroyim was not coming to disagree with the price. And once you say that, then you could say, even though I've been over on Har's way, that doesn't mean tefach, it's lav dafka tefach, and so on. And then you don't have to say like some said the Rava, who did we just see, the Rebav, huh? Rabbi Chanan, by the way. Yeah, that the Rava disagrees with all that. No, he's not disagreeing. He is disagreeing, but it's not that he's making it up. He has a tradition, he has a kabbalah for his Rebbein. That's an important point. Okay, the Rabbi Gomer says, "Oh, step to the last minute, Tzuras HaPesach." Okay, even I'm over Rabbi that says, "Not Tzuras HaPesach." In years, he has to tell a shocking. What should we brise? In years, he has to kana koldu mikan, koldu mikan, mikan al gabeim la or koldu van shishi. The brise is clear. Tefa kol shemin Tzuras HaPesach, kol shemin chitza in shabbos and kelaim. Right, that's an important point too. He is. In other words, if this tefa trick works, then certainly Tzuras HaPesach, where Tzuras HaPesach works everywhere. Right. Now, Pirish Harif, okay? Okay, so notice how he keeps saying what word? Shochek. Keeps saying Tefach Shochek. So that's how the Rosh is learning. Alright? Behilchas Tzrichot Tzuris HaPesach V'Tefach Shochek. Amarav, Amarashi Ashkan of Kana Davidai Tefach Shochek V'Emsa. He does have the word Shochek in the Gemara, not like the Birgur. V'Ka'ovid Nami Tzuris HaPesach V'Tzar. Amarai Lo Shor Lamar the Horova the Amar Teteres Nami the Horova the Amar Teteres Nami Tzuris HaPesach. Amarai Kidach Lishas really fine. V'Tzrichot Nami Tzuris HaPesach. Now, Masha Kosav, look what that hey is. Masha Kosav al Fasi, Lahach Lishna, the Amrit Enri Teres, Elbe Tzuz HaPesach, Lo Ichpasan, the Tefach Shochek, Ben Yesho Meino, Yesh Lomar, Ben Yeshno Mokom Echad, Ben Eno Mokom Echad, El Cholok Lishnayim. He has a totally different read of the Rif. When the Rif says, we don't care about that Tefach, it's not like, oh, we don't care about the Tefach Shochek, which is the way the Ran looked at. Or we don't care. It's lav dafke like the Rebbe Avraham and Har learned it. Okay, it means something totally different. As long as you have a tefa, we don't care. Says the Rosh, if it's whole or it's split in two halves. Okay, that's what the lo ichpas means. See how he learns the riff? All right. So he says because yesh lomar ben yesh lomar me'achad me'ena me'achad me'achad chaluk b'shnayim also in the tzuras HaPesach. Avalomotzis lameber the less like chal the saga mitzvahs of pesach economy kam economy kam economy kam come on b'shavas kolayim dim came lomo who's kar tefach b'brisa the Rosh literalist right it says tefach b'brisa don't tell me lav dafka so there are basically now three different ways bottom line but three different ways how to learn what the Rif meant the Rif said lo ichmas lo he meant it literally we don't need a tefach economy kam is kind of why did it say tefach so we'll learn like a ben avraham and a har lav dafka or ben chanan lav dafka tefach. Okay. Or we can learn like the Ran. The Ran, you know, the Ran means, and again, like the Rosh earlier, it's later, it's not a dollar, you know, there's Drabana, but like the Ran says, that you need Tefach Shochek, that's what he says, he's leaning on, so to speak. We certainly need the Tefach. Well, the Rif says, Lo Ichpasam, no Tefach Shochek. Or you can learn the Rosh's way. Lo Ichpasam means we don't care that the Tefach is split in two parts, one part over here, one part over here. Okay, but you still need. Now, if you say like that, then you can still use Tosas Teretz. So what do you need Tefach for? Altogether, that's it, make it a Mechitzini Keres. Okay? Everyone get the whole thing now? So that's what comes out according to this Rosh. Good. Next. The Ritva has yet another point. Going back to the first one. Ritva, when he summarized the sugya in the Chiddush Ritva here in Zahar Al, Girsa says for him, okay? Behi Girsa, Gonam, Amarov, and it has elements of his Pesach. He can have an Ora to the Namitsur's Pesach, and he can have it as Namitsur's Pesach. Utrei Lishni Basori Pliga Dodi, Upliga Lishni Kama, the Srila Lishni Kama, the Leka Heter Klal, the Tefel Shochik, Elementur's Pesach, which was Pesach of the Chudni Teres. You don't need, again, it's in the missing text here. Alright, but Hikshu Betosis, Lishna Kama, the Omer Shaina Terrace, Elements of Sapesa, my high the Chun, the Gamela Hoshinsina, the Chad Dolphinika Botefa, the Tir to the Tefa, Son of Hanna Shinosna, Betsuris Pesa, Zechats and Mikan, the Chats and Mikan, the Kohen Rebbeim. That's Rashi. But we'll lean here, our Nacho, the Kuli Lishna Tefa Bainan, Vachi Gamela, that's the Hoshinsina, Tefa Chud, the Lav Klu, Mu Tefa Chud, the Lav Klumu, Ulacha Mishon, the high Tefa Mehekshu. Mitzkasher kishin shochek ubelovot and rabba shakama she ain't zek shere elakacha shere shasim to his pesach b'filu tefach bon benedi. So he really goes back, but he says it more clearly the first way. You don't need tefach shochek. I'd like to run. Okay, that's the way it's volunt. Now the meiri dimashal inyan birasuga yesh b'farsh b'shonos elu she ain't b'am ashtem achlokas the shnei l'shonos achronim hein perish l'rishon chomar. Zesha Omar any terrorist elevatoris of Pesach. Okay? The Miri is now going to put on a twist. He said, you can't possibly take at face value that first lotion that Rova said, any terrorist elevatoris of Pesach. He actually first mashmash, you can't tefach, lama huskar. Okay? What do you need the word? What tefach? You don't need a tefach. If you make it, since when do you need a tefach with terrorist of Pesach? You don't. You need economy can, economy can. So what do you need to say tefach for? The Efshal Omar, Sherab Acholik Bechad. Shari tefach zeh bebrayso uskar elakach bepurusho. Oshin teres af bitzuris pesach. Oshin teres gam kein tzuris pesach. In other words, it's almost like the second two statements are machlokas. What is meant by the first one? The first one cannot mean a tzuris of pesach alone suffices. Why? Because where's tefach pop in? Where do you have a tefach? So again, we have different approaches. But this is the Miri's approach. In other words, he doesn't. You follow his point? He says, it says in the Brice you need a tefach. So no way would Rava come and say, but it's also okay that you can have a tzuris of Pesach. What? What happened to the tefach? Okay, so we had to kvetch. What means? You take the tefach and split it in two halves. No one ever said that. Okay, he said, it doesn't mean that. Elakach perushon. O shini teres af b'tzuris of Pesach. O shetzir gam kein tzuris of Pesach. Yesh b'farsh o shon rishon. Ain't paid of a tefach. Adar shehuzka reishon of a tefach shoche. He said, some learn that means tefach shoche. It's okay to have a looser tefa. Some of the chokos of the gamer. The tzuris pesach. The ain mirakein. Dolar banan pirshu barshu cholak as tefa. He doesn't think that he quotes the dolar banan. That's Rashi. Who explains he split in half. Chaz mikam, etc. The ain onire. I don't like any of this. Sorry. Tzuris pesach. Yeah, sure. Tzuris pesach. Dial but konami kan or konami kan. All right, anyway, the Miri has a whole different twist, almost as if the second two Lashonos are arguing, just explaining what the first one means. It's not the simple flow of the Gemara. The Gemara says, then Ikadami, but the truth of the matter is, if you look back at the Gemara, the Miri's read is definitely impossible. Because look what it says. Omar Rava, Be'emli Teres Elevatoris HaPesach. That'll be the line quote, so to speak, the bold print. Now, Ikadami Amar Rava and Teres Lamitzur Zabesa, and Ikadami Amar, the two Ikadamis are explaining the first line. Do you understand what I'm saying? As we read it, there are three separate statements, A, B, and C. A is Rava Amar Rava, B, Ikadami Amar Rava this, and three, Ikadami Amar Rava that. So three different, but the Miri is not saying that. Miri is saying there are two disputes, only two disputes here, right? So you have statement A, here's what Rava said. What did Rava mean by that? Ikadami meant this, Ikadami meant that. Yeah.
For the second chat with Rekhanao and possibly the Rebbe.
Yeah.
I don't in what or Ashiash Taylor of Kana called it Tevach Shofei, called it Tzuris Pesach. So even if you erase the word Shofei, like you still have Ovid Tevach, Ovid Tzuris Pesach. So how would you possibly read the word?
That's what he was doing, but not because he insisted he needed tefach. We're reporting the Matzias. You're right, it's a little shrewd. Okay, it's a little shrewd. But yes, I commit a Ramana Harvey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like he had a tefach. Yeah. Pashas in you, right? To say, yeah, that's what you happen to be holding. We didn't need it. But if they ever say the Miri, and it's an important, stylistically, I think, the only thing I think is different, because sometimes the Gemara does that. Sometimes the Gemara will give a master, a head statement, a headline. And I'll say, what do I mean by that? He could have meant this, he could have meant that. Which is what the Miri says is going on here. Okay? Not the way, or you can, you have three statements, A, you can have B, you can have C. But here there only is A and B. The headline, then A and B. Okay? The only thing is that if it were this way, I think that the second Ikad Amri would have a vote. There's Ikad Amri this, Ikad Amri that. If it were being, coming to be Mefarish, the first thing was a separate clause. Here's what Rava said. Ikad Amri meant this, and Ikad Amri meant that. There should be a vote before this. If you have the three things, Rava said this, Ikad Amri meant this, I'm sorry, Rava said A, Ikad Amri Rava said B, Ikad Amri Rava said 3, which we learned until now. Okay, so then the third Ikad Amri doesn't even vote. It's Rava, Ikad Amri Rava, Ikad Amri Rava. But if it's the two things are being explained in the first one, so they're saying, we'll say, here's the headline statement, Ikadami, that's what he meant, the Ikadami, but love that. I don't know if that's what's true. You have to do a search and figure out that's what's true. But anyway, that's the Miri's take. Okay? Now, the next issue to deal with, we saw in Rashi, that the Tzuras HaPesach has to be connected Kol HaDolfin. Look at the Rashi, Viniteres Nami Bitsuris HaPesach. He says, Mashma the Tefach Shino Hainan Kim Mefarish Rav Simon La'el Osa Stima Tefach Eitz La'yotze V'osa Rova L'meyma Dim Osa Tzuris HaPesach Al Pnei Kol HaDofen. Okay? So that's what it looks like it's talking about here. So the Ritva says, in this Kedushim here, Dim Osa V'hai Tzuris HaPesach, 35, that's we're up to. Okay? Pirush Rashi can again call HaDofen. The Tzuris HaPesach can't be just the roll of the seven Tvachim, it's the whole thing. Says the Ritva, why? Pirush LePirusho. The Iik of Arachel Yosef Esa Amos, also Beis Pesachim. But Kaimel Asher called Pesach Rachel Esa, Arachel Yosef Esa Amos, Ain't no Pesach, I thought as you wait, it's a breach or something. Pirush LePirusho, it doesn't came down from Gemori. Zerub, the Havachol Duchta, through the Bidin Torah, Tzuris HaPesach, Stiva Gemori. Well, why are we supposed to even have a Sukkah with Ovid Yosef Tavah? Pirush of Rav Kipshuta, the Tzuris Pesach Shlomo, I'll talk about the Kilah Kol Sosa. I forgot the part of Shlomo Rubal, I'll look at the Chaykikar. So he just explained where Rashi said it's got to be connected to Kol HaDofen, because connected to Kol HaDofen now means that whole thing is considered to be, stopped up. Okay? Even though the Maisa, the part is open on Rubal, the open part, the airspace, the unbuilt part is bigger than the other part, it doesn't matter. Okay? It's as if it's all Sosa. Okay, that's what he says. Now, the question is, so we have three. All right, you get that? Just a side point. It's got to go across the whole thing to stop up the whole wall. All right, now the question is, like, whom do we pass on? In other words, we have three sheetahs of Rava, so which one is correct? La la. So it sounds like it's going to be either two or three, because Rav Kana did like two. He had both. What did Rav Kana do again?
Three.
Kana did like three, right? And Rav Ashi questioned. Ravashi says, what do you mean? It means either or. So he said, no, I hold like the other sheep. It's okay, thank you. So what are we passing on? So let's look again in the Rif. The bottom of the base this time, don't we go with Aleph? Everyone with me here? Okay, so the Rif writes, the Hilchasov. Four lines, five lines to the bottom, the base on base in the page of the Rif. Hilchasov. Tzricha Tzuris Pesa V'Tefa Shochak. Which is like the third position, right? Yeah. So again, he says, "Aloch is v'hilchasa tzricha tzuris pesach v'tefach shochet." Damrina and Reb Ashi Ashkan of Kana the Avilei tefach shochet. So Avilei tzuris pesach. Amalei lo so lamar lo the rabba damar the teres nami tzuris pesach. Amalei anakidach is damar tzricha nami tzuris pesach. Okay. And so therefore he says the Rif in any event paskins that Hilchasa you have to have the Tzuris HaPesach and the Tefach. Okay. Alright, yeah, so the Rif paskins that way. The Ritva Look at 37. Also says that way. Girsus Hasvarim and Dimamas with the end. He writes, Vekamalon Kahi Lishna de Kamar Shatrich Lishnea. The Udra Kanadama de Kahu Lishna Svirle. The Hachi Paskaravos in front of the Myrabane, the Tom Paskin again. That you need both, which is the third way, which is what the Riff said also. And that's what Myrabane say. That you need both of them, based on the story of Kanan and Ravashi. And Rav. No, what was it? Ravashi. The Meiri is a notable dissenting view on this matter. Okay, so let's look at the Meiri 38. The Meiri on the Zion of the Halaf. Sukkah, Sukkah, Mishtaim, Kuchos, Rebbe, Arreba, Shepasak, Meshish, Shalosh, Shaddai, Bitefa. The Meiri was that, after that, was that Shalosh, Shalosh, Kuchok, and said, is that fine, the Rav? Halosh, Arishon, Hu, Shalomru, Be'enli, Teres, Elevate, Teres, Vesel. That's it. Ain't pet of the tefa, yes, a shawl, and a ikah, shar, but so is best in San Sushi, who come and 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 a different issue, okay? What was it? Not hanging over too much. And he says, Balash and Hashem of it, Teres, Nami, but so is a pesa. Balash and Zed, Dai, Rosh, Lishi, all the tefa, shawl, all the so is pesa. Okay, the Miri said that Pesachim is like the fourth, the second thing, okay, that it's also a Torah Sepeza, okay? So it's actually the most Rishonim will need both, and the Miri says you have a choice, you know, you can do either one. All right? Good. Next. With the Sutra, the Ritvon writes, Vahani Lishni Nirova, Ritvon Zaman al Mahanish Nirov Mistabra, Da Tefach Shoche, the Ipmar Vasis, and the Rav Simon Kami, Kai Meir, the Rishon of Chaim Muchach, and the Umdur Kana. Yeah. I don't know what I want with this Ritvon. Let's read again. Vahani Lishni Nirov Mistabra, Da Tefach Shoche, the Ipmar Vasis, and the Rishon of Chaim Muchach, I guess he's also passing like the third way, that's all. Yeah, okay. I'm just saying also that he needed the path of the third way. The Ram on the Riff here, if you want to say Amarlay, it's the second to last Ram, you know, the bold print. Amarlay, I know, Kida Foshan Surely, Amar Tsukha Nami Tsukha Hilcha. Bin a tefach shochet shemidenu pachos mishalosh. The man by tefach shochet chafim ukalei ubeinan nami tzuris pesach miu ikam adam edavka b'shtayim kilch. Now here's an important point. Okay. Okay. So we paskin, let's say, like a third view of Rav. You need both. What will that be necessary in a mogul type of like the other case? We've had two different types of cases. The case where they're arayim and tachim, and the cases where they're parallel. So we explain how to matter each one. Okay, but when Rava comes and makes his qualification, and he says you need the Torah Sepeza, in both, one or the other, does that apply to only this type of sukkah, where the panels are touching each other? Or no? It applies even to the Asui Kimono. So the Ritva here, the Ritva here, so it's 40, who's your Ritva, writes as follows. Bahari Lish the Rob Mistaba, the Tevah Shokhi, the Bahari Mistaba already, Elabada Kamai Sukhoi. The Ritva is saying it's. Just a moment, where would it come out? Case, what case? Before Rava. What was the immediately previous case?
No.
a gemara, right? So you have to figure out, well, that's not, so therefore it makes sense to say he's talking about all the above, right? Rava makes his comment after the Sukkah Sukkamobi case. Mashma is included in that. So it's a bit of a stress, even he doesn't mean that. Okay, he's not going on that. So that's what the Ritva says. The Kanon Kahi Lishna, the Kamar, I'm sorry, what was I reading? I'm sorry. That is what the, yeah, I'm sorry, the Ritva here. The Han Lishna, the Rav Mistabo, that Tefak Shokhi, Dibmar Masis, and the Rasim Kami, the Rishon. The Chaybuk, the Kanon, the other Tefak Shokhi, and so on. I'm a low Kari Rav Elbu for more than foolish, but if I thought of he's going earlier. He's going what came before. He's going what came before. So actually, this is a, two different ways to look at it. If you look at the Rush, now I'll go back to the Rush. The end of Simon Vav. Same Simon we read before. Same Simon we read before. But this time, where we stopped. So let's read now from the Sukkah Suyukimovri. See, it's on a page labeled Gimel. The Sukkah Suyukimovri, see this about eight lines at the top of the random column. The Sukkah Suyukimovri. Have Mistabra Lamemar, Kaman Shitzar, Madokan Shishi, Pas Dalit. I might ask, why the difference? Why should you say that Rava's din of needing, you know, Tzuras HaPesach applies only to the case of when you're adding a tefach and not when you have, you know, when you have a contiguous walls as opposed to the foolish, the mother walls? Why? What's the logic? What's the logic of saying that Rava, the Chora, Rava's gone on everything? Right, Rava makes that limitation, so it goes that everything, wherever you're applying the rule of the Brisa, of Rava Beis, of Shisha Fil Tefach, wherever you're applying that, so that's where it is. So, one second. So, in the case of, so what about the case you have the two parallel walls? So, the Rosh says simple. That's not the same rule. The Sukkah, so what about this Dabal Memor came in Shatar, we're looking to pass Dala to Mashu, the age of a Hefsha Sukkah, who Shamamita Pokos Mishosha, some of the Dolphin, ain't Zorach Tzuras HaPesach. He says, because Lamaisa, what comes out is that a sukkah, which is like a mavoi, so you need a third wall, which is a pas is four tefachim long. It's not just a stick, okay? It's bigger, okay? And one second. Okay, understand? In other words, when do we say you need a Tzuras HaPesach? That's only when you rely on a tefach, a small thing. So that rub will come along and say it's not enough. Okay, not enough. You have to go. How do you do it? You just put down half, or you run something across in addition to this, whatever it is. But the tefach is not enough. That rub says the tefach is not enough. When the extra wall is, like in the case of the moment, a pas, which is a four tefach, that's already a wall. So no reason you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach there. You follow? It's a bigger wall. It's more like a wall. So therefore, you won't need a Tzuras HaPesach. That's the side of that opinion. So that's what the Rosh writes. Okay, that's the Rosh writes. That's what the Rosh writes. The Sukkah Hasu Kimavu Hamu Mistamru the Meimar Kaila Chetor Lozhi Pas Talibu Mashu Yesh Pachu Sukkah because I'm reading Pachu Shoshu Hold up with any sort of Tzuras HaPesach. Yesh Pesach, that's a sub-pasuk, we saw. But the Yesh Pesach means Gemara, Mashna, Hasu, the Saga, the Tefer, Shok, Mashna, Hama, and Mashana, Gemara, Hasu, Nika, Shtey, the Father, the Raven, Saga, the Tefer, Shok, and Alma, Yisroel, I think, the Chiz, the Guruos, the Lover, the Mashna, the Son, the Chiz, the Tomos, the Hatha, the Tekin, the Guru, the Shkul, the Hamlet, the Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, he says, no, because let's remember, the Gemara is saying, there are really only two of the Fathers. We have the Shkul, so to speak, by the third one. Okay, and the Gemara says when there are two tefanos, the tefah, that's when it can happen, just the tefah show, when they're touching each other. Okay? Alma Yisrael Atik Mechitzes Gruos, the lower even, Mashri also Mechitzes Tobos, Lahatte Betikun Garuo, Ushkulayan Insus and Pesach. He He said, no, they didn't say the same thing. Tzuras HaPesach is required there too. The Sefer Rishonis goes up to three other Shem Alphas, Isa Yisvar Ahon. The bottom line is the Rosh tries to give the reason to reside. And he says, well, my sense is Machokas, of whether you need, whether this rule, whether this requirement, the Rabbah of a Tzuras HaPesach applies even to the third wall of a Sukkah set up like a Mavli, or only to, when we have the regular configuration, when the two first walls are starting, are touching. Okay, that's the Rosh spells it out there as well. Okay, finally, let's look at the Ran. The Ran is on Beis of Beis again. Sorry, let me just skip around like this. But the Ran writes, Amar Lei, you'll find it. Amalei, I know how he showed it, right? He showed he held the other way. So where's the Amalei? Elakida Chlishnesirli. Find the Ran earlier. Just a moment. Just a moment. Anybody see it? Where is that Ran? It's bold. It's seven lines after they get wide, eight lines after they get wide. Amar le, anok kilech nesvirli de amar tzvicha namet shuvas beze hilcha, bina tefach shokhi, shamayar pachas mishosho, the mandaboy tefach shokhi, chokhi, mukim lo, bina namet shuvas apetha, miu ikman adafka bisham kechosam, the sagba tefach shokhi, hadim in shuvas apetha, abu sukha sukim mavoy, kevan, but, kevan de bina pas dalet, the dofer gomor, that's a real dofer. Okay, that's going to be a real dolphin. So there you're not going to get away with us. The sulo bina b'tzuras HaPesach, you don't need a tzuras HaPesach. V'chi teme im kein hechem misabkin minayim b'sukkah sukkah mami. I don't tell me should be kosher. I'm going to say, okay, so we've seen that we want also. Okay? And with me? So that's the run. Now, the Rambam. So therefore, we have some who say that the requirement for this extra tefach the requirement for this tefach is only when you have a sukkah that has two of these kilchosim walls, and the third one is just this tefach, a little bit, this chol shem wall, a little bit. But if that's really the tzuras HaPesach. Okay, so ask the Gemara an interesting question. The Magid Mishnah Le'Rama. Which I printed on page 44. The Magid Mishnah, I'm sorry, the Rama first. The Rama. Hyalo stained in front of Zu connected to Ben and the foolish. O said Dofa and Shaykh Rama Bar Tvapa, Mashu, Mavir, Pokos, from social, some alachas, which had Parsal Shaver, but Tzara Klaso, so Tzuras and Pesach. The Rama clearly says Tzara Klaso, so even by what? Even by Mavi. Okay, so the Rama, that's what the Rama said. The Rama disagrees. I'm sorry, I'll see if I can mention a second. The Rama disagrees, yes? But the Rama is saying that, no, that. Again, the smart to say that it doesn't apply as parallel is because it's much more of a wall. It's a pas dalet. It's not just a tefach. Nonetheless, the Rambam holds by it. Rambam says, Tzara Klasos, Tzuras HaPesach. And he's talking about the case which they define as connected to Ben and Mefulish. So Rambam clearly learns not like we were saying. Okay? Yes, you get it? And the Rambam initially explains why. It's Perek Dalet and Beis. And it's Perek Dalet and Beis and Gimel go together. Rambam is Perek Dalet and Gimel. The Rambam initially before, but it's the same. But he says, "Oh, Shabbat Rei Neteres Loshon Achron Amar Rabba Tzvicha Nami Tzuras HaPesach." Right, first of all, the Rambam clearly passes like Loshon Achron. He said most Rishonim pass like the third Loshon in both, except the theory he said he's having the second Loshon. The middle one, not the half, the middle Loshon of Rabba. That to your choice, it's up to you, right? But the Rambam also clearly passes over here. That like the third case. That's what the Loshon Achron. I'm a Rabbi Tzvicha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. Ashi Ashi Rakan etc. Okay. Mefarish Rabbeinu Zalman the second line. Lefim Asher Kasan Alatar Kan B'Samach the Hodet Tzvicha Tzuras HaPesach At Rabbeinu Goy Bein Tzuka Shish Mitzvahas Bechosam Bein Tzuka Sidi Mobe. It goes on both. Okay, the requirement that Rava goes on everything, all of the above, whatever followed. The chain chosu behilchos are Rav Yitzchak Megeyas also. Umachlokas even mafarshim zal. Sheish mem shapir shemus sofa sukimavoi shemusukah sukimavoi ain zarech zarech pesa. Shrei pas dal mashur pachos megim mokum dofen zu mokum dofen zayinu. And therefore, chol sheish lo shoros fanas in a zarech sukah pesa. And that's the iter and the right of others. Sheish laachmer kivun about going. Zal aval im hoyulah kivun fanas gemurus vade ain zarech sukah pesa. So anyway, it's a machlokas whether it needs it. The Shulchan Aruch, it's a tough reshma, it's a beis. We pass him, the final sukkim, I wish times who it's a lokim in Gan, then osin, dofen, etc., etc., the yam in Kana, and so on, and you set it up that way. And the Rachel Gimel, hayolo shnei, the final sukkim, negetzu, ubenem a foolish, the public case, osin, dofen, ishma, arba, tlochem, mashu, we the prophets was the same thing. The God bezed tzarek lasu tzuris a pesah. So we're both in the rabbi. She did cut up my past all over my head. The Yeshua was ain't a tzarek tzuris a pesah. Okay? So again, that's the machlokas. The Ramah adds, avon ikah dofen zayin below lovin, ain't tzarek tzuris a pesah on tzuris a pesah. If you haven't managed, it's the law of seven, you know, not by any tricks, you know, no lovin, and so on and so forth, then you don't need angel of conscience is present. Okay? It would be a full wall. Now the B.R. Groh says something interesting here. It's the Tom Rishon and Sim Gimel 46. He says, what's the reason why? What's his machlokas? Why don't you need, again, why don't you need if you hold you don't need the source of present by the two parallel, by the mobile, so why not? He says, angel of cable, the sheer dofa, they love it. Ain't Tor, source of present. The ain't Tor, source of present, la hashlin, the sheer dofa. What does Torah HaKadosh do? We need that to complete, to create the Shear Dome. When you have a Shear Dome without it, you don't need it. Okay, that's the Gros said. My Instagram should the boil a sukkah of Nusa Lachalik and Shane Fanas Dariba. Okay, again, we can split it, that's not our issue now. But the bottom line is you don't need it, you don't need the can't leave the Shear Dome. I don't have any Torah towards a Pesah El Lahashim. And that's the sword of the show, that's the sword. Came with the Lech HaZayin, they love it. And the Dofel, which was the press, on the whole Sukkah, Mamahai Lobo Mishtayim, Kachos, the Lopin, Lomo Shriz, Kuro Teva. All right, that's a different issue. All right, the Mishnah Brura has a nice summary in some Tov Reshlam and some Kham Kham. We're going to read it not as a summary, but as a conclusion. Okay? You with me, 47? Father Sukkah, Dei Lohoven, Hei Tim Akhtim, Lekam Kamek, Kham Lava. Allah! The sheer sukkah who shtei matzek is zayin zayin tochem apachos. Okay, minimum size sukkah is zayin zayin. Beit the alfinim worm is growing the low kori sukkah in eschach levad elam kesher gimel defanos halacha mosh mitzina the achas minat defanos sagi the tefachah. 3. The kol bako minashin nearer kedofen. Like that's back to the confusing part. Has to look like a dofen. The hainu mishu shtei defanos smuch lezuet zuzu kibin dalim like a right angle. Yikach dav sheish barachbo tevach merevach tahan tevach umashi yomidu berichum pachom pachos megimel tochem lechav mishe defanos v'chol pachom in the tochem kolomu dami everything we said till now nintu sheish kan dal tochem who wrote dofen machshes of who shuzayin tochem kanal the lahashim sheir kol dofen yatsa o tzuris a pesach but to complete it then run a tzuris a pesach from there hada sheyavim kona keneged oso tevach archikum in a tzuvah koso the end of the Hoppers of walls, so can go Shemachzik, Shiva Tzvachim. Umaniya Kona, and Tevah, and Kona, can I go Amal, and Gabe Yen. Alright, so that's how it comes out according to Mishnah Berurah. Yes? Bishar Tzion, it's a Kof, or Chof. To the basic points of what's wrong. You gotta have the two full walls. This whole kula on the third wall is on the third wall only. He says, it's not gonna work. Tzuris Pesach will not help if all three walls, like I said, you can build a sukkah, just put it up three posts.
three pair of sticks. Take about the, you can start building a sukkah about, you know, half hour before that. No problem. I guess you get it. But in terms of walls, no problem. Easy to buy. So he's set up four, you know, three. And, you know, there you have your walls, right? So he said, you can't do it. Tzuras HaPesach won't work. He says, Tzuras HaPesach, lo mahani. Yes, I called the father, said, Tzuras HaPesach. Alpha God, the Tzuras HaPesach, he was eating poorly, the Shabbos of Goliath, he called him Goliath, he called him Goliath, Tzuka lo mahani, I feel a little shishi. And then he walked on a third post. We call him Shaking Bashar and Father. The Tzuka Achon is Gar, Achain Marosh, the Tzuka 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 God can't, but our bottom being a dafka, God can't touch our shalom. All right, but anyway, that's what leads us into this discussion again about the other two walls. Let's just complete and conclude by looking at the Salvechik, and the Rashi was here in Sukkah Zion of an Alam. And this was Mashmos of Sukkah, Shabashtei Arucha, so we show us of Sukkah, Tefach Shokin, Turz of Pesach, Psulim, and Machitim. The Rak Baruch Shishis came. Hashela, Ola. Malach Yisar Rapsul B'mechita Shal Tefach Shokim Tzuras HaPesach B'shnei Ruchos V'shamos. Why does it work by the first two? And God Yeshuvar Maya Malach Shal Tefach Atzmo Hanilmon Vanizkam Malach Mishvitzina Ruch HaShishis V'nei Betosas Dibra Masav Sichich Isav V'daraisak Sheir Baruch Zub B'tefach K'negel Yotzim Abad V'yudin Tefach Shokim Tzuras HaPesach V'darabon like the Rosh said. Okay, Ulon Ein Dibre Rashi V'sham Acher Okay. And who are they? The Tefach Shokin Tzuras HaPesach. I'm in a Torah. V'chazor HaShayla. Eizo Halach Milchel Estem Abruch HaShishin. The Tefach Atzmo Shalom Kishar Mechitza. It's a regular thing in Mechitza. V'tzar Cholmar. Sh'v'shtei HaMechitza Rishon is Tefach Shokin Tzuras HaPesach Psulim. V'bnei Shechasera Chevtza Shal Mechitza. Hama'akeves B'sukkah Baruch HaShayla. The two walls have to be a chavtz of a mesikah, of a mechitza. The alpha appreciates Khan Shir Zion Tvachim. Even though it had ein kan chavtz of a mesikah mamash and shir l'sukah. And zeh nilman alach ha-mosh mitzinai. You can call zeh ruch ha-shlish is mechitza tefach shochen in tzuras ha-chavtz of a shir. You know what the Rav just did as I understood it? Go back for a second in your mind, long days. Okay? Shtayim kol chosam ha-shlish ha-fil tefach. Says the Rav here, that whole thing is Halacha Mosh Mitzinah, including Shtayim Kol Chosam. We always looked at it, yeah, Shtayim Kol Chosam, and Halacha Mosh Mitzinah, and the third one can be a Tefach. What he's saying here, if I'm understanding correctly, this is what he said, and if not, it's an interesting idea, you know, that we're saying, right, that whole thing, it's a Shtayim Kol Chosam. Why, what's the Rav's question? Why doesn't Tzuras HaPesach, which is considered a wolf for Erev, considered a wolf for Klein, something that's not for Sukkah. So told him in the Chifni Keres, the Rabbi said, the Rabbi is saying, yeah, good, that's a Sora, background Sora. But Lomai said, that's part of Halacha Mosh Mitzinah. It's Halacha Mosh Mitzinah that you need to have two full walls. And therefore, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. And really, should the third wall, with Halacha Mosh Mitzinah, the third wall, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work. You follow? I mean, again, these are not the Rabbi's words. These are not either words. They're right. Mr. Barsam, obviously. But, you know, I don't know. I wasn't there when the Rabbi said it. But I think it's an interesting way of looking at it, right? He says, look at it again. He says, "Alpha pi sheish kan shir zayin tochem." Once I do that, Tzuras HaPesach is a trick. You know, I have zayin tochem, but ain't you know? But ain't kan? But still, ain't kan chetzah shal mechitza mamash akshir suk zeh nilma b'alach mosh mitzinai. That's also part of mosh mitzinai. Vim kozeh baruch hashlishis mechitzas tefach shochik in Tzuras HaPesach sheir. The alach mosh mitzinai said two have to be whole. The third you can rely on, right? And even the third one you can't rely just on Tzuras HaPesach. You also need a tefach. Right? So the first two have to become one big package. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the Rav meant, at least according to this, I don't know. Now, in the Nira, Shal Tefach Atzmo Ruch HaShishis Kovas Halach Moshinah Dafka Kishon Omeid Mamish Kosher. Barom. Lamala Yesa Shir Shal Shir Tafam Baruch HaShishis Mo'ilin Lulogu Ritzvah Sapes. That's fine. Yisora Dabar Hu. She'etzem HaDofen Shal Asuka Baruch HaShishis Hu HaTefach Chavada. Yesa HaChetzer. HaChelech Shal Lulogu HaChelech Shal Tzvah Sapes. Now the Rav splits. He said, by the third, again, we said it's correct. Halacha Mosh Mitzinai says, wall number one, full-fledged wall. Wall number two, full-fledged wall. Wall number three, you need a tefach. Now, Rav is coming to us, in addition to the tefach, you need a Tzuras HaPesach the rest of the way. Why? Kol Tarkula. It's not part of Halacha Mosh Mitzinai. The Halacha Mosh Mitzinai stops at tefach. Okay, stops at tefach.
Okay, yeah.
So then you should need a ketan on the fourth side also.
Say that again.
You should need a ketan on the fourth side also in your cold.
Well, that's an interesting question, which we really want to discuss in the Shabbos, I think, tomorrow. And I think, in general, let's say the Shabbos really only, according to most of the Shabbos, only three, the rest. Even by the Shabbos, and the Sukkah too, three is enough. Right? That's, so I have to hold that question. It's not a Rishon of Grieving, but part of the Rishon of Grieving, Kadesa. Okay, the Rabbi actually is, and then the Rechaim about we may or may not do it. I think we saw a part of the Rechaim about the walls. But anyway, the whole thing, okay? But you know what I'm saying here? The Rabbi is saying about the third, the Halachah of Sinai is two full walls, and the third one, a Tefach counts. Comes over up and says, you need, but he's saying that extra part that's included by, again, we're assuming, by the way, again, like a third Ikadabra, right? We both. Right? The assumption that's how most possible. Other than the meeting, that's how possible, right? So this is what he says. He says, "Benira shall tefach atzvah ruach shishit kovah." I mean, again, in that paragraph, "Benira shall tefach atzvah ruach shishit kovah." So he says, "Dafka b'shu omid mabesh kosher." Brom lemalei yes, there are shir shul shir tzvachem ruach shishit. Well, in love and mitzvahs and pesach, then you do it. You move it a little further away and have love and mitzvahs and pesach and everything else. Okay, you saw that double she'etzem ha'dofen shall suka baruch hashlishis who are tefach levado. The dofen. Notice the language here again. I don't know if the Rav uses it or he's writing this way. There's a difference between dofen and mechitza, right? At least this a suka requires dofen tum defanos. Okay, and requires a dofen on the third side. The dofen on the third side can be a tefach. That's halacha Moshe Sinai. Midin mechitza, you need more. Okay, that's what Rabbi said. Midin mechitza, you got to extend the third wall. That's not midin dofen, it's midin mechitza. The dofen of the third wall is that one tefach board. Okay? He says, again, look at the second line of that paragraph, that third paragraph. Yisod ha-dobu she'etzem ha-dofen shal ha-sukha b'ruach ha-shish is bu'a tefach ha-bado. Yes, but yes, a mechitza, chilek shal lobo, a chilek shal tzuris ha-pesa, chal ha-midin mechitza ha-kotar kula. The lobo tar is dofen ha-sukha. Rak b'tefach atzmo yishalos ha-shem shechefta shal dofen ha-sukha. Now, as always, the rub, nafkamina. Well, a dolphin, sukkah, it's nice, that's a grisker, it's a distinction between a dolphin and a mechitza. But sukkah, the dolphin, good. But the nafkamina says, yes, two nafkaminas. Nafkamina is saying no. You saw this? Okay. A graph that's al hivchin, bein Hashem shal mechitza is besukkah, le shir mechitza b'shabbos. We spoke about it earlier, fine. I am the shirim above. Shi'ura mechitza besukkah, chala megufa mechitza atzma. B'shabbos, ha-shi'ur b'shayachal avokam amukam bifnim ha-mechitzas. Below Chalam, the Mechitzas Atzma. We did that, Rechaim. Remember when we spoke about Rechaim, right? When Shabbos was interested in the enclosed area. Okay, the area has to be enclosed. The Lechay Omar, She Mechitzas Shal Atze Asherah, Psula Mesukah. Okay, because, sorry, Tzuse Mitha Shura Mechitza. Right? Tzuse Mitha Shura means something that's supposed to be destroyed. It's viewed halachically as if it is destroyed already, and therefore it doesn't have any minimum shear, and need a minimum shear, like the Lola Shal Asherah. You know the difference?
Yeah.
No, right? Okay. So he says, mechitza ba'atzei sheir for sukkah purpose. I'm sorry, dofen ba'atzei sheir for sukkah purpose. No good. Okay, because that's a mashir. Luma zos b'shabbos mechitza ba'atzei sheir sheir. Sorry, sof kol sof. Ein hashiura b'mechitza atzma el makom mukam b'fim. We're not really interested. The sheir is not in what's outside. The sheir is what's inside. It's enclosed. Well, it is enclosed. I don't care what enclosed it. Follow the difference? Now, Lefiza, Yesh Naf Kamina, Ruach HaShlishis, Benogei, La'atzeh Sheira, Bein HaTefach, Adil Menach Moshe Sinai, L'yesa Mechitza. Shir HaTefach, Shul Iker Mechitza, Sukkah Ruach HaShlishis, Mehav HaShir, Be'etzeh Mechitza, Ruach Zul, V'lachein Yimu Osu, Ma'atzeh Sheira, Posor, Tetsuz Mech Tashur. Aber L'yesa Mechitza, Ad Zayin Tvocham, Atzeh Sheira, Kshem, Sheyesa Mechitza, Chal B'Torah, Mechitza, Kol Tar Kula, Kibbe Shabbos, like a Nitzus Mechitashira. You see, you can, if you're stuck, and you happen to have any Atzei Shira lying around, you know, you can use Atzei Shira for it. I mean, you're supposed to destroy it, right? But it's used as caution. Okay? We had in Tinek not long ago, a few months ago, we lived there for a little bit, and somebody bought a house in somewhere, not in Tinek, and there was a tree, and when they bought the house, the neighbors told me that they bought it from Goyim. Hindus or whatever, Eastern religion, and they worship this tree in the front lawn. Their mummies, so they would go out in the day. So the psak was that kind of shabbi was
even over.
I don't know where it was. It may have been. It was not in Tinek, but somehow the Rabbi Dina Center was involved.
I forgot how he got, like, it was the people.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. So we had in his house, they burnt, they chopped down a tree, okay, in his backyard. They chopped this big tree. About, I don't know, maybe half a year ago, or something, I can't remember. They invited certain people, I guess, where it was this. I remember I came over, Sacks came over. You know, what else do you get a chance to burn on a bizarre tree? You know, so, and they burned it. And they had like a big fire, and they got to throw in some pressure. So, they could have been coming. This is a few months back. And then they asked Meshach, he's involved in it. I forgot, I don't think he came. But anyway, all right, but you understand the rope still here. Finally, Bayes, O Nafkamina, Benogel Chalos Shem Shemaim al Asukkah. Karabian Lel Shafir Rabbah Machal Shem Shemaim Gamal Tfanos Asukkah. That was the Rabbah and the Rosh, remember that? At the beginning of the year, remember? Okay, but Nigud Lepirish, she's our Rosh, right? That's probably like that Rabbah and Rosh, right? So that's Rabbah and Rosh, and here it comes up again. Neshul Dalta, the Tfanos and Chel, Metz and Chesu Mitzin. Lefia Mavur, Yachol Shem Shemaim, Yachol, the Ches, right? Michal. Shem Shemaim La Ramba Baruch Hashishis Rak Al Tefach HaOmer Nivah Rochel Shesina. The din of Chal Shem Shemaim, that is the din for Bishon Mitzvah, for using it for something else, for hanging things on whatever. Okay, it's going to only be on that on the Tefach. Liyasa Mechitza Ain Chal Shem Shemaim Shar Ain Ochelim Etzah Chesu Mitzvah Eli Chalo Ken Machshir Din Mechitza Zekol Torkul. So there you have a distinction between why I said at the end why we have the difference between the two walls and the third wall. Okay. Yeah.
So after Shabbat, you should know that when you make the Sirus Pesach, you don't have that. It doesn't have to include a Tefach. For those of like from Rabbi Chanan, how does Shabbat not include a Tefach? The Tefach is there in the Sukkah.
I mean, the same according to Rashi. This whole lump just works. I guess on Rashi, right? It does work on.
How would you explain that? Like, as far as you take
it. How would you explain? That's always the problem with Rav. Says it's so compelling. You have to figure out what the other person said. But the logic is pretty compelling. So how do you say, according to the Chanal, let's say that, well, there is going to be a Lishbos, and so on and so forth. Well, I guess they're going to say there's no such thing. That Allah doesn't say that. This is all based on Allah saying the third walls of Tefach. And they all think that on that Tefach, it means something.
It's like, yeah, sorry, it's very messy. We just hold our kid back and just have to go. It's not dealing with, like, the walls themselves, even with like being able to close.
Yes, exactly. To create the chalos of the sukkah. Yeah.
Right, but once you bring the sheep, this is that.
And you don't need it, one tafka.
You don't need the tefach,
right.
And then that.
Right,
like,
right.
But
when you have that sheep, you need to sort of well, the truth of the matter is, you could say the other way. You could say the other way, the kama homer called that sheep. Then if you don't have a tefach, you need a kama, then the whole thing becomes the first thing that was. I'm saying, you want to start analyzing, you could say it that way, come out. This only requires a tefach, and that other sheet will require the whole wall.
Right.
I don't know. Okay, we'll stop over here. I may two things. Unfortunately, I have to go to